There are two kinds of reframing, context reframing and meaning reframes. And these are on page one. With a context reframe, we're working on the basis that all meaning is context dependent. The person has a particular internal representation, which is in a particular context, and that's causing them a problem. What we do with a context reframe is investigate other contexts which would have the same internal representation, the same behavior, have a very, very different meaning, and therefore create a different response for the person. So the kind of context that we can shift would be, for example, location, as in geographical location. At the moment, as I'm recording this, we're having a heat wave in London. It's just over 30 degrees centigrade, and it's early June, which is unheard of, really. If we took the same day, we moved it to, for instance, Death Valley, it'd be quite cool. If we moved it to the North or South Pole, we would be having a global catastrophe. It's the same day, but depending on where we place it around the world, it has different meanings. We could change time, past, present, or future. Or age. Certain behaviors which have a particular meaning when we're a child might have a completely different meaning when we're older. Maybe shifting the context between home and business. Or shifting the internal representational behavior to a different person could change the meaning. Or putting it in a context of different learnings then changes the meaning of the same behavior. So there are many contexts that we can change. All humor is based around context reframes. The comedian telling you a story, you think you know what the context is, then just before the punchline, the comedian very quickly and by surprise changes the context in a very, very big way, making the meaning humorous or funny. I remember seeing a video and a particular scene was set. It was probably the early 1920s, and there was a man out driving his open-top, old-fashioned style sports car with his Biggles helmet on and the scarf blowing out the side with his goggles, and he's driving along the road. And suddenly, as he approaches a bend, another car comes around the road, and it's on the same side of the road as him. It's a woman who's driving it, and she's on a route for a head-on collision. He thinks he's going to crash. He thinks there's going to be an awful accident. Just before the other car hits him, it swerves and just misses him. And as the car goes past, the woman yells at him, "Pig!" He can't believe the audacity of this woman. She nearly runs him off the road, nearly kills him, and calls him a pig. So he looks over his shoulder and yells back at her as she disappears, "Bitch!" as he speeds around the corner and smack, straight into the pig. All meaning is context dependent. So let's look at some examples of how we can use this. Erikson was an absolute master of reframing. There's one particular story where a lady comes to him and says that her daughter has a problem. She won't go out the house because she believes that her feet are too big. Erikson sets up a little scenario. He says, "Okay, tell your daughter that I'm going to come and give you a medical examination at your home." Erikson arrives, and the mother is sat down. Erikson turns to the woman's daughter and says, "Will you go and get me some towels and stand close behind me in case I need them at any particular point in time whilst I examine your mother?" As the daughter is very dutifully stood behind Erikson, he then deliberately steps back and stamps on her foot. She yells, "Ouch!" And Erikson turns and said, "Well, if you young girls would just have decent-sized feet that old men like me could see clearly, then we wouldn't have a problem." Reframed. Problem with the feet, totally gone. In sales, let's say that somebody is buying a house, and they look at this particular house and they say to the estate agent, "But it's too small." And the estate agent says, "Yes, it's not quite as big as you wanted. And that's because it's in a better area and still within your budget, with the opportunity to extend into the loft at a later date." Suddenly, the meaning of the house being too small is changed. In coaching, the client says, "Well, I'm just too slow." And it's great, isn't it, that you always weigh up all the options and take time before you act. Changes the meaning. So how do we actually create context reframes? We would use a context reframe when the problem is expressed as a comparative deletion. For instance, "I'm too," "he's too," "they're too," its to. When we get a problem given to us in that format, internally we think of a different context in which the problem behavior would have a very different meaning. And then we deliver that to the client, changing the meaning of the internal representation, the state that comes off of it, and then the behavior.